This is GQDN for Monday, April 13th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest, including Questworthy, by the way. So you put in the promo code Quest, you get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/groupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. More stuff coming. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a little bit of Roblox. Pokemon Champions back in the news again. And the Mario Galaxy movie. But we begin today with a little bit of esports. Two different esports from Blizzard. World of Warcraft comes first. And the AWC Midnight Season 1, Cup 1, North America has been completed. And that is going to be Welcome to the Jungle. They are advancing to the next stage. Gator's Back could be going with them. And Dire Wolves is going to stay in the lower bracket. But they'll be playing again because of the way that the Arena World Championships is set up. And they will be joining Echo and Boiser King as part of the Season 1 Champions. Boiser King got the runner-up. Echo got first place in the EU. But now we go to ggscore.com because they gave us the results of Hearthstone's Masters Tour, which two were wrapping up, I believe, at BlizzCon. And the winner there was Kanzwu, and he had a pretty dominant space there as well, winning matches 3-0, 3-1, and 3-0. Gabby took second place, winning the first two matches 3-2 and 3-2, but losing to Kuro. Xavier took third place. BlizzCon is coming, and the esports are going to pave the way for a lot of people. But now we get into some very interesting stuff, because apparently, via GamesHub.com, the UK government is now funding the next-gen game developers with £30 million. And the UK government has officially announced that the £30 million funding injection is designed for turbocharge in the next generation of the British video game talent. This investment is a part of the government's creative industry sector plan and has a modern industrial strategy that represents a doubling of previous financial support for the sector. With applications that are set to open on April 14th, and the move is expected to create thousands of jobs and drive significant economic growth across regional gaming hubs like Dundee, Lymington Spa, and Guildford. A part of this is a £28.5 million investment that is going strictly to the UK Games Fund. It is structured for the Games Growth Package and is designed to help out various stages of the journey from bedroom developers and established companies, according to Scales. Now, GamesHub did give you how to apply if you're in the UK for the three-track video game funding. For £20,000, this is going to be for the newly formed companies with a limited track record, but lots of potential. For the $100,000 level, this is going to be for the prototype phase, and the funding will allow studios to build some playable parts of their games to attract some private investment or publishers. The £250,000 level will be for the established studios to take their games through the competition, or through completion, not competition, but completion, and scale up their operations. So how will this help out the UK industry? We shall see. Now we got an update for Pokemon Champions, because the developer did issue another statement, along with a lot of corrections, which we knew that was coming. So this is just an update. So there are some ability corrections. Lightning Rod will now activate correctly. I think we knew that. Mega Evolution fixes. Just a reminder. Tutorial consistency. And Mega Evolution order. Like I said, just an update. Now we go to Roblox. And we're getting this from Yahoo. Because Roblox for kids are for ages 5 to 8. And Roblox Select ages are now 9 to 15. And the roles will be set up globally early in June. Now, they're doing this through their identity through ID verification. In their account will be a two-step verification, maintaining active, but with an active Roblox Roblox Plus subscription. So part of the update, Roblox is now expanding the parental controls through child's 15th birthday. And parents now gain tools to restrict individual games and adjust direct messages through permissions. One addition will let parents manually unlock specific titles who would otherwise be off limits. And the company said it was beginning to transition to the internal or international age rating coalition as part of the framework later this year. And that will apply to the region-specific ratings such as the ESRB in the US, PEGI for most of Europe and UK. Now, these changes are brought on because of the legal things that was happening that was going on in Louisiana and Texas. And some of the reports where young users were being exposed by grooming and explicit material on the platform. And the platform that has active users count stands at over 150 million. Now this could come here in June. We shall see what happens. Now we get to some good stuff. Polygon did say that Teamfight Tactics Set 17 is now getting ready for a release. So when does it come? For what time zones and stuff? Well, it goes live Wednesday on April 15th on your local server. The Oceania server is the oldest time zone, but they'll be receiving a patch first. North America servers will have to wait a bit, so if you want to play early, make an Oceania account. So, here's the times. North America, 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. For Western Europe, 9 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. CEST. For Eastern Europe, is 8 a.m. EEST. And for the East Coast of Australia, 10 a.m. AEST. If you're going to get that game, go get that game. Now we go to the PlayStation Store, because they dropped a pair of free PlayStation 4 and 5 games. But be warned, these games are not for everybody. We begin with Chessmate, PlayStation 5 only. So if you don't know how to play chess, you can learn from Chessmate. And you can earn trophies, including platinum, without any trouble. Chessmate already has a rating of 4.21 out of 5 stars on the PlayStation Store. The other one is Ichi Secrets. That's a game that is all about adult stuff. So if you play games like Cuties Hacked and Celebrities Hacked, well, you might be interested in this one. Just keep in mind, this one isn't for kids, but this one is. According to NintendoLife.com, the Mario Galaxy movie was a big hit in the box office. They hit $629 million globally. $308 million came from the North American market. And the sci-fi project Hail Mary did get across the $500 million line. So according to Variety, Mario and Company did pull in $81.5 million in the second weekend. And the movie can hold on to the Xbox office gold for the rest of the year. Well, we'll see if that happens, because there are some new ones coming out, such as Spider-Man Brand New Day and Avengers Doomsday and Toy Story 5. But still, well done, well done. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2026. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.